When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's guest is Ryan Mahon, a father of two who has had to learn how to become both dad and mom to his little girls following the tragic death of his beloved wife to breast cancer. Nadia sadly died on June the 9th, 2020, aged just 38, right in the middle of the COVID lockdowns. Ryan describes her as a beautiful wife and mom who had an aura of positivity. Today he bravely talks about their experiences in the hope it brings comfort to other families separated through grief or divorce, as he shares his message that the best thing you can do for your children is to give them love, love, and more love. Welcome back to Brummie Mummies. My name is Zoe Chamberlain. I'm a journalist, author, and mum. I launched Brummie Mummies as a community for families to help people to connect both online and in person. My goal is to share with you stories from the most inspiring mums and dads to help you find out how they juggle family life and everything that comes with it. Ryan's daughters Pixie and Lola are now 5 and 3, and the family from Cradley Heath talk often about their mom, always with a smile on their faces as they picture her looking down on them proudly. Sharing his wife's positivity, Ryan talked openly and honestly to me about life as a single dad and why it's so important to reach out and connect with other people. Hi, Ryan. Thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
No problem, Zoe.
I know we've spoken before, and I think you have such an inspirational story because you're so positive and such a fantastic dad to your kids.
Thank you.
I think it's nice to give hope to other single parents, really, as to how to maybe move forward and to be positive for the children. So take us back to 2019. You had a newborn baby and a toddler, and everything was going really well. Then what happened?
Life was going well. We had our two obviously beautiful little girls, and sort of things were going great. Then obviously we had that news about Nadia. She's always had cysts, and we just thought it was just a standard cyst. And I was asking Nadia to get sort of checked, but because she's always had cysts, that's what we just thought it was. And obviously it wasn't. And then when you get that news, life just obviously it all slows down. Everything around you goes so fast, but your life itself just sort of slows right down. And obviously we had to just digest that and sort of, to be fair to Nelly, she was an unbelievable fighter and a person. She's just a credit to herself, as she credit to me and the kids. She's just the bravest girl I've ever met. Life got flipped upside down, and it was just something that we had to deal with. We had to sort of run at it, and we had to just hit it head on. And that's what she did. And that's exactly what she did. But obviously with the two little girls, they were her fight and they were my fight, and they're still my fight now, but that's what she needed, was the two little girls. And I'm just so glad that we had the opportunity, and she had the opportunity to have them little girls.
Yes.
Do you get what I mean? Because if she had never had the little girls, I don't think her fight would be as strong as it was.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, what was her reaction to the diagnosis and yours as well?
Yeah, it was just pure shock. It was a just pure shock, because it's just a different side of the coin where we're on so much of a high because we've got two amazing little girls and life seems to be okay. She'd just gone back to work. Life seemed to be great. Then obviously that blow came in, and it was like everything else in your life, it doesn't matter no
yes.
more. It's... When your whole life just flips upside down like that, and it's just about staying alive, then everything else just just completely freezes. It's just like, it was the kids and us, and that's all what she wanted, was to just be, get her head down, keep focused, and keep battling on. And she was a tough cookie.
Yes. I know you said you were given some really emotive advice from the midwife the day after Nadia died. Could you tell me what she said and the impact that had on you?
That chat came because I had to take Pixie to tell her that over the next couple of days, her mum's not going to be in the bedroom, because as soon as Pixie would come through the house, Pixie and Lola would come home. The first thing they would want to do is run upstairs and see mummy on the bed.
Yes.
So obviously the conversation had to be had with them. I had to let Pixie know and say, listen, over the next couple of days, your mummy's not going to be upstairs in bed. She's going to have gone to heaven. The fairy's going to come down and take mummy. So that was a difficult conversation I had to have. And then it was, I spoke to the nurse who was helping me sort of take care of Nadia. She said to me, she said, Ryan, all I can tell you is, if you shower the girls with love, because my biggest fear was, I won't be able to bring these children up. I won't be able to give these children exactly what they need. And that was my biggest fear. I spoke to a nurse, and little things stick with you. And that was one thing what she said to me. She said, Ryan, if you shower them with love, you'll be okay. And they'll be okay. And that's one thing what I've always tried to do. I'm one of them annoying dads who constantly kisses their kids. I want cuddles more than they want cuddles. Do you get what I mean? And sort of that's one thing what I've always sort of try and do, shower them, give them as much love as I can. And so far, they've been great. They've been great. They go to bed with a smile on their face, and they wake up with a smile on their face. And that's all what I asked for.
So how did you adjust to being a single dad while mourning and also in the middle of all the difficulties of the COVID restrictions? Because it was June 2020, wasn't it?
It was difficult. With COVID, of course, it's been horrible for everyone. It's been horrendous. But for me, my position, it gave me an opportunity to sort of be at home with her and to take care of Nadia when she needed it. Because she passed on the 9th of June, it was right in the thick of all the COVID. So obviously, I sort of didn't want to go into hospital. I wanted her to be at home with us. And that gave me the opportunity to be at home with her all the time and to be...
Because you were furloughed.
Yeah. And to be able to take care of her. So that's one thing what, of course, COVID's horrendous and people have got some horrendous stories. But me, it helped me be at home with her. It gave me the opportunity to take care of her. But then you've got the opposite side of the coin. When she passed, we couldn't have a doctor came... come to the house and see her. So I had to FaceTime a doctor while holding Nadia in my arms as she passed away. And I had to FaceTime the doctor so the doctor could see her. So that's something what has left a sort of sour taste in my mouth, because I don't want to, I think about that sort of now again, and that upsets me. Little bits of it I can take and sort of turn it into a positive, as in I got to sort of be with my wife, but then that side of it as well.
And what about milestone moments like Pixie's first day at school and Christmas?
Well, things like that. That's some things what I was really anxious about. Really anxious, because obviously she passed on the 9th of June, and then obviously she was starting school in September. That's something what I was really sort of anxious about. And I was speaking to some like people and to some close friends and to family, and they were trying to give me their best advice. But obviously, it was still sort of making me anxious. And I went to a school induction day, and there must have been 50 kids at this induction day. Now, obviously, there's 49 mums there, and Pixie's looking around and sort of, she's looking at me, and I'm trying to constantly speak to her to take her mind off the fact that everyone's mum is there. And he was so brave. He just put her head down. She just got on with it, and school induction went okay, and it was fine, and she breezed it, and I was really proud of her. After the induction, and the head teacher said, goodbye to all the kids now. We'll see you in September. A song came on, and the song was the song what Nadia used to sing to the kids.
Oh, how lovely.
So some people would say that that's a sign, and some people would say that's just a coincidence, but I personally think that that was Nadia.
Yes.
That song. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. And how has she got on since starting school?
Mate, do you know what, Zoe? I can't be any more proud of her. I really, she's amazing. She just surprises me every single day. She's amazing. She's so resilient, and that's what children are. But Pixie now, she's been so resilient. And obviously next year, we've got Lola starting school as well, which is going to be another sort of milestone. But so far, Pixie with school, I can't be any more proud of her. School Parents Evening was great, and it was just, I'm so proud.
And how do you cope with moments where it's a little bit difficult, where there's a bit of upset, like kids falling out on the playground, or when other children, I know you mentioned about other children asking where Pixie and Lola's mom is. It's difficult to deal with, isn't it?
It's hard. And it's their moments where I can't help them, moments when the kids are at school. All I can try and do is install in my kids' minds to be positive about their mummy and to be brave. Do you get what I mean? And to be brave. And if there's one thing what I would say, one thing that I only want my kids to be is brave. And it's like, I sort of can't really digest it now. I've got to just go with the flow and take it day by day. And if we have a situation come, then we'll deal with it then. But I could just install in my kids to just be positive and be happy and to always know that mummy's watching. They've got their mummy, but they just can't see the mummy. She's in the sky. So that's what I kind of drum into them, and we speak about mummy, and we sort of, we always look at old videos and photos and stuff, and we always speak about mummy in the sky. So if Pixie ever does anything good at school or she gets an award, the first thing we'll talk about is, I bet mummy's proud of you. Mm. Or say, she got like a golden locker book at school where she does really well, she gets it. And we spoke about it. I said, mummy was there. She was with you. She was right next to you. You can't see her, but she's with you. And she kind of thinks that now. Do you get what I mean? And that's sort of, because that is what I truly believe. That's what I truly believe. I don't just say it to her because I want her to believe it. I believe that her mummy's with her.
Oh, definitely. And you kind of, I know you've done that kind of thing around Christmas time and birthdays as well.
We sent her letters up on her birthday in August. We sent something up on Mother's Day. We got some balloons and then we wrote some letters and we let them off in the garden. But obviously Lola and she wanted to draw pictures and stuff. I was thinking, I don't think these balloons are going to take it up here. I was like, darling, we've got to just do one letter on one small piece of paper and tie it to the bottom of the balloons because he wanted to send toys and all sorts up to her.
And so much to say.
Yeah. We always sort of do something for a birthday and Mother's Day. And we'll do something for Christmas. We're going to put some stuff on the tree. We try and be positive, Zoe. We try and be positive. Take life day by day. And so that's one thing what I've always looked at, especially now. I take things day by day. I take life day by day. I don't get too worked up about things no more because I know what's important. So don't get too worked up and take life day by day.
Yeah, I guess something like this really puts things into perspective.
Yeah, definitely.
I know you've had people reach out to you having gone through similar kind of experiences. How helpful has that been to both you and to them?
My friend contacted me who I was going through the same sort of situation as me, and his partner's still here, which is great, and she's still fighting her, which is great. And it's if I can give a little bit of advice and a little bit of positivity to someone, and to just give someone a little bit of a, because sometimes, and you're going through that moment, you feel like no one else is, and you feel like you can't really speak to your certain friends because they don't really know what to say, and they don't really know what advice to give you apart from to just be a friend and be what friends do, and that's great. But I think with I sort of read some books on sort of grief and stuff before Nadia's passed, because I wanted to get my own mind in a position where I wanted to get as much research as I can. And sort of like, if I can help anyone, give someone just a conversation even to let them know my story, then that's fine. That's great.
And I think that's really nice that you are happy to share your story that way. I know you've said you've had to become both dad and mom to the girls since you lost Nadia. Do you think it would be good if there was more support for single dads, especially bereaved dads?
Yeah, because they're the only sort of stories what I sort of found and what I listened to. There were people who were probably famous, who had a bit of a voice, who the normal everyday guy, you don't really hear anything about him, or you don't really hear anything about just a guy who's going through a bit of a tough time as a single parent. You don't really read about that unless he's a guy in a public figure type of thing. And so that's something what I would say is probably we need to get a bit more help for people. But I can't be, Zoe, I've got some amazing people around me. I've got some people who really stood up and are really, I'm proud of them for standing up. My family, some really close friends, some friends who've become even more than friends now, who've just been like great people. And sort of, I can't take all the credit for my children now because the two nannies have just been incredible. And it's just a way from, so I'm like, I can't thank them enough. I can't thank my family and my friends enough.
Oh, that's really good that you've got that support, Ryan. So we have a series of questions that we ask all of our guests on the podcast. So I thought I'd put them to you, if that's okay. And I wondered, what would be the two things you would tell your 18-year-old self if you had the chance?
I would say is to enjoy the moment, is to live in the moment. And also, it would probably be to don't take life so serious.
Yes.
Because it can easily be taken away. So just live in the moment and don't take life too serious. And just stick with your loved ones.
And what are three things you do that you love to do every day? What gives you a great routine or start or end to the day with the girls?
I'm like a really, really simple guy, me, Zoe. Really simple guy. I like waking up in the morning, having a cup of coffee in bed, getting cuddles off the girls, watching Peppa Pig and getting up and having a shower. Do you know what I mean? That's a great start to the morning for me. Straight after that, it's hectic, by the way.
Yes.
Getting her ready for school and breakfast. But for that 10-minute little period, that's lovely.
You have that moment
of
calm.
I like to exercise.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I like to exercise, and that always makes me feel better. That all makes me feel calmer and more positive. If I exercise, I find that my mind works a bit quicker. So that's always a positive. I like putting the girls to bed, and I like having my dinner. Then I like walking into their room when they're all fast asleep, and just tucking them in and then going back in the living room and sitting down and having a coffee.
Oh,
that's what I like doing.
That is the best moment, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you know that they're fed, they're bathed, they're fed, and they're fast to keep.
Yes.
It's lovely.
And they just look so peaceful in that moment, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But like, we're going through a bit of a thing now where sometimes I wake up in the morning and I've got both of them in bed with me. And I'm like, what has happened here? They've both got out their beds and come in. To be fair, I shouldn't complain too much because it's nice, but we need to snap out of that. But we need to get a good routine again.
So what would be your advice that you'd give to other single dads?
To speak to people and ask for some help. Because men don't like asking for help in general, do they? And it's not something what a man likes to do, but it's something what I've learned. And I was like that. But it's something what I've learned, that people will help you and people want to help. So that's one thing what I've learned is sort of, you have got to speak up and you've got to ask for help sometimes, and don't be afraid to, because people want to help you. So that's definitely a huge one. a huge one. And also, don't get too uptight when you don't know the answers, because we're all winging this parent game. No one knows everything. You want to know all the answers. You don't have to know all the answers there and then. You can learn the answers.
Yeah. Do you think it's harder for single dads than single mums, maybe?
I think that you've probably got a stigma in. A guy doesn't, I don't know as much as a woman would know on being a parent. All I know is what I've learned and what sort of Nadia had taught me. Do you get what I mean? So it's a sort of guy sort of, we're just afraid to speak, or we're afraid to ask for help. Where I think a woman, it's natural for women, for mums to sit down and have a conversation, and for mums to talk about what they're doing with their kids, where to take their kids, what they should do in certain positions, where a guy wouldn't sit down with his mates and go, well, why do I take my child to do this? Because it's just a natural thing, what a guy wouldn't do if I speak about football. Do you get what I mean?
Yes.
So it's sort of like, and I've had to go to sort of a lot of women and speak to women and sort of speak to my mum, my sister, and the people around me, and just the women around me, and ask them what I should be doing at a certain time. Do you get what I mean?
I guess it's the same when you go to play groups and things like that as well. It tends to be more mums and dads there.
Yeah. Karen, that's one which is just like a bit strange, because obviously Nadia would do all that. She would take the kids out, but I take the girls swimming on a Sunday, and it's just like we sort of make sure that every weekend we're out and we're always doing things, and we're never really still. We try and do as much fun things as possible, and it's good. We take life day by day.
I know we're called Brummy Mummies as a group because we couldn't resist that name, but we very much are supportive of dads as well. And pre-COVID, we used to have social events, and we always invited dads and grandparents as well as mums. And it's lovely because we had quite a lot of single dads coming. So I really hope that when we start doing those again, you'll have to come along, Ryan, with the girls.
Yeah, I will do.
Oh, well, it's lovely to talk to you today. Thank you so much for sharing your story. And I think you give so much hope to other people. And I wish you all the best in the world going forward.
Well, thank you, Zoe. Thank you.
You can read more on Ryan's story on our Brummy Mummies Facebook page and on the Birmingham Live website. This is a Laudable production brought to you by Brummy Mummies and Birmingham Live. You can download or stream the podcast on all major platforms, including Spotify and Apple. Be sure to follow our Brummy Mummies Facebook page for lots more family information. And whilst there, sign up for our free newsletter to make sure you never miss an episode. See you next time.